Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. This hour of connecting with all beings of light is going to be dedicated to a new hour of timelines based off of the timeline show that Q created. We are have been heavily inspired to continue this show and to connect with everyone and kind of share through our experiences of how timelines can affect and or manipulate the outcomes of situations that we get emotionally attached to in our reality. It can also help delay and or accelerate the experiences that we go through to help remember who we are and what we are and where we're from and why we're here. So with that being said, we have Karen and Aloha and Arrow that have been joined us. Karen, can you say hello, hello, hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Birdie.
Hi.
Sorry, I wanted to get the
Hi, baby.
juice. And I apologize for my memory there, Karen. I keep slipping on me that we call you Birdie now, and
I answer to both. It's fine. It's all good.
yeah, no worries, no worries. I would like to we were inspired to start this show so that we can kind of to explain to people how, because there's a lot of people that are listening right now that don't aren't even aware of. And I shouldn't be saying there are a lot of people, because in reality, when I say that, I may be creating that reality for myself, is the fact that there are people becoming aware of how timelines work and how they can affect the outcomes of situations that we are all connected to. So even myself, during this process, has to become aware of my words and my perspective of this reality and how it could affect the outcome of what I experience and or other people experience as well. We're inspired to allow people to call in and share some of their experiences. I believe today, if I'm not mistaken, Arrow has some questions and or experiences that she would like to share and or ask, and we're going to try to answer these questions in ways where people can relate to the awareness and or some of the experiences they may have experienced that they can say, aha, I can now see how that could affect me, and how sometimes we create these realities and or timelines for others that may affect the outcome of their reality through an emotional attachment to what we create and our beliefs. So the one thing is that we don't want to do. So the more awareness that we have and the more of remembering who and what we are, the more responsibilities that come with that. Because we have to be very cautious of what we do, how we do it, because we can affect someone that has emotional imbalance and or emotional insecurities, and through this process, we kind of help people heal, and we kind of help people become aware of of these situations. So, with that being said, I'm going to ask Karen to share the call-in numbers and just kind of speak from the heart of how timelines, she loves them, and how this show helped me come full circle, and I want her to share hers and as well as Aloha and or Arrow. So we're going to share our experiences, but this show, this hour, every other Saturday is going to be dedicated to timelines. Now, we're not going to set that limitation of attachments to timelines, because we could have a caller call in that may lead us somewhere else. So we're not going to put an attachment on it. And we're just going to see where the show takes us. So Karen, take it away. Take it away.
Okay, for people to call in during this hour, and the call-in numbers are 323-744-4331 and 888 627 6008. I also wanted to put out our direct email address so that you could contact us directly if you wish. And that address is qfriends@protonmail.com. Thank you, Shane, for the awesome intro. And thank you, BBS, for always being super duper awesome. Anyway, so Timelines was one of my favorite shows because I felt I learned so much. I probably called in almost every other show because for me, it's a lot of family and obligation. That was I didn't know how to get out of it. I thought I was being disloyal or, not supportive, but I struggled. And I just was inspired to go back just this week and listen to the first three Timeline shows. Now, the first one was interrupted quite a bit. It was interesting. There was no call-ins. Q was going over what he wanted the show to be. And then on the second show, which was August 17th of 2024, I think I was the second caller because I listened a couple times. But most of my questions were about family and friends, and I'm trying to step out of this whole, whatever you want to call it, simulation, matrix, and with a lot of people thinking I was crazy, like she's lost her mind. And I had to be careful. I felt like I had a like split personality. I could never be myself, maybe with one or two people. And my daily life of business and working and owning a business, I had to try and incorporate all of that. And so it's really interesting. I think for me and for maybe other people, I would think obligation, family. I love my children, but they don't agree always with the things that I do. They're into the school and the grades and the money and making money and taking a job that you might hate because you need the money. I did that. I do it. I worked a job, a career that I really didn't enjoy after a while. I've been slow quitting my life. It's not something that I can do overnight, but going back, I don't like to go backwards, but it's so cool of how far I have come. All those projects, the PRQ, I had sent in a project 2 years ago and it's going live in 2026. Like Shane talked about, I didn't get anybody dumping me a boatload of money. I just did it and then somehow it worked out. And it may have taken a little while, but it's really interesting and cool. And at the time when I would be calling in, I didn't know how in the world this would ever happen. The how didn't matter. It was just the inspiration and the excitement that got me there to open up this art studio and healing center and apothecary and music and everything I love. And it's right next door to my other business. So I can walk next door and I can live both, eventually getting the heck out of this business world, corporate America. But for now, it pays the bills and it gets me to do my project. So I know I'm talking a lot. I'm going to turn it over to Arrow or Aloha if they would like to talk about anything.
Hi, Aloha. What a beautiful day to be here together. This is all quite exciting. And PRQ Timelines with all of us to be here right now and to bring this show here today. So mahalo and thank you for being here on this first new show. And I also want to thank For the People dot space. And yes, we do invite you to call in. And I also wanted to say, if you've never called into any of the Q shows and have wanted to call in today, we'd love to hear from you. And if you have a question that you would ask Q, call in and ask. So now we all know there's no such thing as time. There's just now and every now. So we have time numbers, including numbers that identify the time of day. We have days, the week, and the word week, months, years, etc. And these are artificial constructs, programs. As I see this from outside of time, it looks like a repeat of the same little video looping over and over. And it was kind of funny in watching in a Pippi Longstocking show. If you remember Pippi Longstocking, this fun child says to her young friends that the purpose of time is to tell you to do lots of things you don't want to do. So we have a choice to see this how we choose to not engage or engage, or begin to shift into not engaging, not participating. If we choose, we can be present. We can be present by not thinking, feeling neutral, being in our own joy, our own light, our own being, our own heart. And then there are the other thing that comes in with timelines are there are conversations with others, the telephone. We choose not to or to engage in conversations about the past and things that others are emotional about. And we brought this up before, and I really want to say during a timeline show, and I'll say it was on January 4th of 2025 with Troy from California. Presented is the question, which essentially asked, how does one not create timelines? And the answer in this show is if we stop thinking, we stop creating timelines. And so many years ago on a show, I asked the question, how do you stop thinking? So part of the response is to do the commands when needed to take the thoughts and conversations, repeating and playing out in the head, and the programs and mind energy, and put them in your heart where they're dissolved in the light and into permanent non-existence. We can also place all of this mind energy, thoughts, and conversations on the silver platter and send the silver platter directly to our friend Q to be dissolved in the light and into permanent non-existence. And I want to say our friend Q is here. He's always here riding the Q train with us now on all of these shows, yet in a way that is outside of time by expressing through us as us. So I just wanted to say thank you for being here and Arrow. Hi, Arrow.
Hola.
Hola.
Very nice. I am excited to join my family in this topic. For me, it was this show was a little confusing for me. I did see, things. I could see things like I don't want to travel north before it gets cold or before the snow quits falling, but my grandma's birthday was April 28th. And instead of coming in at May 15th when I really wanted to, I would come in for her birthday. She was in her 90s and it might be snowing the day that I'm driving in. And I was aware that I was on that timeline, but I was still choosing to do it. And I wasn't quite sure of the consequences of being aware. I knew that I was really excited to get to my grandma's 90 some birthday every year, but I wasn't excited about the weather. And I just kind of witnessed me being on that timeline. And so some of these, a lot of the shows really helped me kind of find ways that I get on timelines. And, but I didn't have a lot of people in my life. I've really catered my life around traveling and going where I want, when I want, and how I want. And the day that I called into the show and the person taking the call to ask me what my question was, and I said, I don't have a question. I just want to say my name's Shelley and I do what I want. And Q read it. Q seen it. And he didn't read my name, but he read, I do what I want. And then he didn't take my call. And then the next week he comes on and he called me out. It was one of these experiences where I knew he knew me, he could see me. And he mentioned, yeah, people tell me all the time they do what they want, but it's really easy when we spend all of our time by ourselves. Some of us have to get along with others and interact with others. And he nailed me. He nailed me that day because for 4 winters, I had been just hanging out by myself doing what I want. It's great to be here. I'm looking forward to creating new experiences with all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. Karen, I think we have Sheila wanting to call in. Is Sheila from BC on line four? Is that correct, Karen? She wants
Yes,
to
that's what I
she
say, Sheila, on
she.
line 4. Sheila, you there? Well, we could try back. I'm not hearing anything.
Okay. Hi.
Oh, you are.
It's so wonderful to call in, and I'm so pleased that this is the Timeline show.
It, yeah, I
Yes.
love this show.
Yeah. So I used to call into Q now and then, like several times. So it's Sheila from BC. I know last week there was Sheila from Kansas called in your show last week. So this is Sheila from BC. And the timelines, oh gosh, when you're talking about the, doing what you want, but when there's other people involved in your life, but you don't want to go down that timeline. I moved away from, family and friends. It was during the whole COVID thing, and we moved, 9 hours away. So it was an opportunity to, hit the reset button and not just automatically do things. But even on the phone, it does get a little weird because I was really feeling particular, like my mom got used to, she just knew that Sheila doesn't pick up the phone. And she was fine with that. And when I would, pardon me, feel inspired to call, then we would have a beautiful conversation. But then, people figured out Sheila doesn't answer her phone, so then they call my husband, and he's like, "Sheila, they're calling you." And I'm like, "That's okay. They can leave a message." And then he's like, "Did you call him back?" I'm like, "No, I don't feel like calling anybody right now." And then it would be like, "Okay, they called again." So you feel like, well, rude is probably putting it mildly. And so maybe for 6 months this past year, I had my own, battle with the mind versus the heart, because my mind's going, what's the harm? Just give them a call. Just let them know have a short conversation. But my heart's going, no, you need to rest, or whatever it would say. And it was, and then I finally called people back in this past month. And the ones you can tell, the people who really, like, so many, okay, not so many call me, trust me. But anyways, there were a couple, I was so worried about you. And I'm like, you never need to worry about me. And then we had a beautiful conversation. And then one of my friends since I was in grade five, we don't talk that frequently, but she always gets me. And she goes, "Yeah, I figured you were just taking a time out." I'm like, "Thank you." So it's really breaking habits, and now I'm getting, like, within to Say I've got an insight on something, but not to share it because other people are going to get their own insights in their own way, which will be more meaningful to them than for me to say, this is what I'm getting and sharing it with somebody. I don't know if that maybe might be a jumping off point.
No,
Sorry.
it sounds absolutely, you're right on, you're right on. Keep going, please. You're helping so many people.
Oh, well, and the same with projects. It's fine when you're imagining them, preparing them, and then it's like, okay, but is this a time for me to reach out to somebody, or is it all those kinds of things? I really resonate with that. When you're involving other people. Because even when it feels, like the multiple personality thing. So Sheila's social personality wants to, when she starts talking to somebody, gets all excited because he might relate to something, but then that drops me out of my heart instead of just observing more and keeping connected to, my inner voice, if you will.
Sheila,
Right.
I resonate with absolutely everything you just said. I went through the same, I'm going through still the same thing where most people know that I don't answer the phone. Now there's a select few. I mean, I have friends that of 25 years that don't like what they call the new me. And that's okay because they're not meant to be here. So my whole circle has shrunk. And I do understand what you're saying because, and I have to be really careful because I get very excited and I would share some of the things that I was doing with people. And you could really tell because some of them would be, are you crazy? How are you going to do that? How is this going to work? And they start questioning. And I call them the bubble bursters. And I don't want any bubble bursters in my life. But then there's, some other people who are so supportive and say, I'm so happy for you. I'm so glad, all of those kind of things. And so it is amazing where it was a struggle, but now I try and follow my heart even more. And if somebody has a problem with that, then they're not meant to be around me. So I love everything you said. I feel exactly the same.
Yeah, I call
That
them the naysayers.
That's a good one. Bubble bursters, naysayers, you got it, girl.
Yeah. Well, it can be something even as simple. So my husband and I, we were out, this is a while ago, we were having coffee and it was just out of town. And anyways, they had my local milk they were serving there, which is all organic, and the cows are so beautiful. And I'm like, oh my God, you're serving the good milk. And my husband was like, gosh, settle down, kind of thing. And I said, don't squelch my excitement. It's funny. And I realize that not everybody gets excited about the good milk, but then you just have to laugh at yourself. You have to just laugh at the whole experience. And that's the other thing. It all comes down to we're just having experiences. And I would take life like way too seriously, probably just through, work life and so on. It just was very serious and it wasn't that much fun. So learning to play and be lighthearted and just brush things off is, it's a great opportunity, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Absolutely is. I love it. I love it. It's a lot of times we are creating, and my mentor from Alabama is actually on line five. He's called in, and he in insight he helped me through my journey is the only person that could understand and or be open to listening to what I was saying and what I was experiencing through my journey. And we are very, very connected. Alec, are you there with us? Would you like to join?
I am. Well, hello.
Hello. Kind of,
I
can you
love
kind of,
the show.
can you, yeah, oh, thank you. Can you kind of share from your perspective? You have a authentic way of relating with everyone on all levels of kind of helping connect the dots is what we're trying to say. There's a lot of people that's probably listening right now. They're trying to understand what we're talking about. We can break it down. Can you help break it down in a way where we're all kind of connected there?
Well, I can try. Everybody's experiences are unique to themselves, and just like mine is unique to myself. But it my years of existence, so to speak, I felt all the things of the past, all the worry, all the stress, all the anxiety, and of course, other people have all those things too, and when they bring drama to the table a lot of times. And once you find your peace with yourself, you don't want to invite all this drama into your life. And so you try to separate yourself from it. But at the same time, once you do find peace in your heart, and then you fill your heart with love, and you find joy in who and what you are, you kind of have an obligation to help others find their way also. And it's some people find it quickly, some people it could be a lifetime. So, people are put into your path, but sometimes just a moment in time, a day in time, a week in time, a month in time, or maybe for a lifetime. You and I have shared the lifetime portion. I can tell you that I grew from your experiences, and I hopefully feel like you grew from my experiences. But once you're at this place of peace within yourself, and you seek it, and you want it, and you desire it, you move your minds and your thoughts to more positive thoughts rather than harbor the worry and the anxiety and the stuff that holds you back, that keeps you in this dimension. And when you get outside of this dimension, it's because you're feeling the joy inside yourself. You're feeling the love in your heart, that you hate nobody at that point. Nobody, you shake the hand of your enemy if you have to, because you're at peace. They may not be, but you are. So I just feel like once you're at a place of peace in your heart, and your heart, your heart's full of love, and that you care about people. So you have empathy, which means you can put yourself in someone else's shoes and feel their pain. Now, a lot of times I don't, I when someone just grabs their knee and go, "Oh, my knee's killing me," my knee starts hurting. Okay. So I know that's empathy, which is a gift. You don't, it's not a skill, it's a gift to have empathy in yourself. So I'm at the point in my life where I want to help people. I want to help people overcome their anxieties, their worries, their stresses, and let them know that there is a better place out there if they can find it within themselves. It's not, you don't get your joy from other people. You don't get your happiness from other people. You get all that from within yourself. And then you have an obligation to share that joy, that peace, that happiness with others. Because the meaning of life is to find your gifts, and the purpose of life is to give it away. So I can pretty much leave it with that and just say, I love the show. Y'all have great experience. I learn a lot every time, every week when I listen. I'm touched by the direction y'all, take these shows in. And it just, I like to listen. People want to share their issues with me, I listen. I don't have the ability to solve their problem a lot of times. But if I listen, they themselves begin to feel better about themselves because somebody took the time to listen. And then I just touch him on the shoulder and I say, you know what? Everything's going to work out. Everything's going to be okay. Don't need to worry. Believe in yourself. And sometimes that's enough power coming from me, my energy from me to them, that they have a good moment in time for that at that timeline. So that's all I need. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in because you were my you listened to me and you allowed you would stay on the phone with me for hours as I was going through my journey of experiencing and you know it a lot of the times that I had these phone calls with you they were so emotional because I couldn't understand what was going on with me. I was re experiencing things in this reality outside of this reality and you allowed me to talk out loud without interrupting me. And when I would talk out loud to you, how many times did I say to you, you know what? I just answered the question that I've been seeking. I just got the answer of the question that I've been seeking because I was able to speak to you out loud about it. And in reality, the answer came from me. In a lot of my mind was emotionally attached to needing to understand. And through this journey, I still call you from time to time, I saying, "Man, there's got to be more to this than the reason for these gifts, the reason for this knowing. There has to be so much more." And you always look at me and say, "Brother, just be at peace. It's gonna come to you." And my mind energy kicks in, which creates a timeline of wanting to know more, wanting to know more, wanting to know more. In a reality, that attachment to that emotion of wanting to know more could actually slow down the answer from coming to me, right? Because in reality, my emotional attachment to wanting to know more slows down the answer because of my mind energy from blocking it. If I just, like you just said, if I just go into my heart and sit there and know that the answer is going to flow to me and just keep my frequency raised up high enough, my frequency is going to match what I'm seeking and it's going to allow it to flow to me real fast. Or I can go into mind energy, start seeking, start studying, start doing this and getting into books, trying to figure it out. And in reality, we don't have to do that. That's just how powerful we are. We don't have to get into these books and study to figure out what's going on with us. We just have to increase our frequency from our heart, and the answers organically surface from within, just like you just said. So, yes, thank you. I love you, brother. You've been on this journey with me, and I hope there's other men out there listening right now. That are going, you know, that are seeking right now and just afraid to reach out and step out. And you said something to me this week. We discussed something, Alec, where you said you went to a men's group and your awareness grew. You were shocked at something. Would you mind sharing that right now with because I think this share will help so many men gain courage. Because we do have egos, and one of the processes in our journey to become more aware of who we are is to shed those egos. Can you talk a little bit about what you experienced?
Well, sure. Yeah, I'm happy to. It was an older man's group. Seniors, some, many of them were seniors. Many of them were 50s, 60s, and 70s. And they were, you know, confiding in each other and had a great speaker that delivered a testimony to his awakening and his awareness and how he found some peace from all of his past growing up. He, you know, a lot of people have experiences from growing up that aren't very positive, and it takes them for the whole term of their life, basically. And so they're seeking. And one gentleman said to me, he said, "Well, I'm still searching for my purpose." And he was an older gentleman. And I said, "Well, you've actually been living inside your purpose all this time. You just weren't aware of it." And whatever, you know, it's emotions, which consist of resentment, jealousies, possessiveness, feeling down about yourself, lack of self-esteem, lack of confidence. A lot of things hold you back, and it could be because you hadn't experienced what love can do for you. But it all begins with love for yourself first. And you have to love who and what you are, or who and what you want to be, and then move intentionally. You have to use the law of intentionality to become the things you want to become if it's not natural to you. If some people, very few are born with an unselfish nature. Some of us are born with a self-centered nature. And it starts in our adolescence and it moves. And then when we get into adulthood, we struggle at some point with the awareness that love centers inside yourself. Love has to come from yours. So you have to rid yourself of the negative emotions like resentment, ego. Ego is the biggest thing that damages most people, especially men, because the image of a man that I gotta be tough. Well, all right, it's okay. You can be you're what you put out into the world is a macho type attitude. Well, you can soften that attitude and still be very confident within yourself that nothing can hurt me, nothing can harm me. I understand the pain. I'm willing to share your pain and pull your pain from you and let you know everything's going to be all right. But that's the love in my heart that's working in that direction. So people don't know that they're actually living inside their purpose every moment, every day when they are for others. I do know this. Everybody's purpose is different in life. But what I do know we all have in common is that when we in seeking our purpose, it's truly going to be in what we are for others, not ourselves. We've got to move from a self-centered mindset and heart set to what can I be for other mindset and heart set. And so I go to work. I manage hundreds of people. I try to touch them because they don't care how much I know until they know how much I care. So I have to demonstrate to them first as a leader of people that what goes on in their life matters to me. It ain't just about the job itself, do a better job. It's about what's going on. How's your mama? How's your baby? Does your child like to play soccer? Well, hey, did they win their game? Said, when's the next game? I demonstrate I care about what's going on in their life. They share it with me. Then they begin to get a feeling from me that I actually care about them as a person. And then they find themselves able to open up to me and share with me some of their most inner secrets that's holding them back from growing themselves. And the only way to move from this dimension to another dimension is with the intent of growing yourself. So if I can help someone grow themselves, I grow when they grow. My efforts become valuable and they start serving a purpose in other people's lives. And so what am I doing? I'm living inside my purpose every day by what I am for others. And that's the secret. That's my secret anyhow. Other people may have different experiences, but and so I never know what I'm walking into each day, but I don't premeditate it. I allow it to flow. I allow it to happen. And I do it without emotion. I do it with a sincere heart and a sincere mind because I know that everything happens for a reason. Everything has a purpose, whether you put value on it or not. And so that's been my experience. And I want to say this, that we used to laugh. You would say to me, you think I know, you would say, you know more than you're just not telling me. And I'd like, what about you would say, because I don't know more than what than you think. You think I'm, and we would laugh. And so now you know that it's not me knowing more that I'm not saying. It comes from within you. Until you find it inside yourself, I can only help guide you there. I can't take it. We can't skip over the journey to get to the end. We know the end. We just can't skip over the journey. Everything is an experience. Every experience has value, and every experience has a purpose to grow yourself. And the more you can give of yourself to others, the more you'll find yourself growing within. That's
That's amazing. Amazing.
all.
Amazing. Oh yeah, bro, that helps so many people, and I love you, and thank you for calling in. We do have a few other callers. Karen, do you see who we have? Who do we have on? Alec, I love you, brother. I'll connect with you later. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for helping
Sounds
so many
great, guys.
people.
Y'all keep it up. I'm so proud. Y'all doing great. I love it.
Thank you, brother.
Oh, Alec, thank you so much for calling. I loved everything you said. And Sheila, we want to thank you for calling. It looks like we kind of got so excited because we have callers. That's awesome. Sheila, thank you for calling. Alec, thank you so much. We have a couple more callers. It looks like next up would be Katie from New York on line six. Hi, Katie.
Hi, can you hear
Oh,
me?
thank you so much for calling. Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. Well, it's wonderful. Thank
Well,
you.
you're welcome. I'm a first-time caller, and I have been wanting to call for many years because I've been in all Q's programs like y'all, and I'm a listener. I resonate with every one of you guys. I listen to your stories, and they're my stories too. Q had helped me so much on my timeline to recognize the timeline and how to get off the timeline. And it was so hard to do, but I retired. I just said, I can't do this anymore. I can't work with this culture of people because I felt like I had nothing in common with anybody. And I left, and I'm just kind of finding myself, figuring out who I am. And I tell you, the hardest thing I've ever had to do is learn how to stay in the present. I've been going through a bad relationship and trying to keep that, my commands saying, take all my negative thoughts from my mind and body and drop them into my heart. And I was saying it probably about 24 hours a day because these negative thoughts just wouldn't go away. But the more I said it, the more time it went on and on, and it got easier and easier, but it never ends. You still have to do it because those negative thoughts just keep coming in. They're little, they're not very much now, but they still do. I've been listening to him since Billy was doing the interviews, and like a lot of you had said too, that he's talking to me. A lot of things he said. So many times I picked up the phone and wanted to call, but like one of you ladies last week said how you would write out your script, and then I would do that too. And I'd have the phone right there and I'd call and I wouldn't. And then one day it was too late and he was gone on the phone anyway. He's always with us, but he wasn't there on the phone, and I just kicked myself. And then I found this new group. I just was going through and I saw it and I thought, oh. And it was, the people I have been listening to. Aloha, I think you're great. You're free spirit. It's a lot like me. You just get up and go and just love everything and want to see and do everything. And when I listen to you talk, I just close my eyes and my spirit is with you.
Thank
You're fun. It's like I know you.
you.
I know so
I
many.
hear you.
Yes. So, I mean, that's my story. And kind of like I said, it's basic, like everybody else's. And I'm at the point right now where I know myself, and I finally called. I just picked up the phone call today because it's like, I need to meet new people because nobody in my realm is spiritually where I'm at. So I feel so alone a lot of times. So yeah, that's where I am, and I'm so glad I did this because I'm going to continue to call in because I just feel the need to have new friends.
Yes, please keep calling
New
in. This is Eric, and I want to welcome you to the party. Welcome
Thank
home.
you. I've always been here, but like the last caller, I'm a listener, and it's got to get to a point in time where I've got to break through that fence and go for it. And it's the time.
It is the time. I agree. There, I've spoken with, just so you know, everybody listen, I've spoken with a few people that have been inspired to create projects as simple as creating Zoom rooms for all of us to connect and chat. So we are all coming together right now, and we are all finding each other. Thank you for being brave for calling in, Katie. Aloha. She has a strong connection with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I I wanted to, I guess, we are especially encouraged also to be in natural environments, out in nature. It really does help us here. And to ask all of nature for permission to be here when we are in nature, we ask for permission to be here in the peace of all of nature, in the fresh green air, where the birds are flying high in the sky and the bright color birds fly among trees and butterflies fluttering through the air, to the flowers and all of the plants saying, look at how beautiful I am, and in the wind and the breeze as it rustles the leaves. So, you know, perhaps we're just sitting, being still, or maybe walking at the park, maybe exploring the trails in the woods, in the forest, over the hills, through mountains, by the water, along the stream, around the pond, around the lake, by the river, at the ocean, at the beach, watching the sunrise, watching the sunset, just observing, just breathing, just seeing or listening and tuning into the peace occurring in nature, or just doing nothing at all. We find that we feel the abundance of all life and all of nature occurring simultaneously all around us. We feel so free. We feel so light in our heart and so light in our being. And as we shift, this is how we can be in and live from our heart. This is how we can stop thinking. This is how we can stop having conversations in the mind. This is how we can stop mind energy. This is how we can have no timelines. This is how we are free. Our friend Q told us that he trained himself to stop thinking, to stop having conversations in the mind, and to stop the mind energy. And so have others, and so can we.
Yes.
So I just wanted to bring that out for us to continue to do.
It's so true. And Q got me through my last couple of years of work. I would put my headphones in and I would listen to the archives, because if I didn't have him, I would have left a lot sooner. It was, you know, I worked in retail for 23 years, and then I worked in the banking for 15 years. And I love people, like the last caller. I love to watch and listen. When I used to take all my kids to do their shopping when they were teenagers, I would sit in the middle of the mall and watch people why they spent their money. That was my idea of shopping, which now I don't even like to go into those malls anymore. But it's so true. Nature, being outside, hiking, it's the best medicine. And that's what I relay to people when I'm a listener also. People seem to be able to talk to me, and it's so easy to give them advice, but to follow it yourself, it's a little bit harder.
Yep. I agree.
But it's this world is just so crazy right now, and people just don't know what to think and believe, and you can't tell so many people you mentioned some things that are going on, and like they look at you like you're have two heads. So it's just so hard to even I have my conversations with my sister, but she's still in the matrix, and all she does is talk about her job, and that drives me crazy. I have to, in my head, I have to get back out in nature to get myself off of that timeline that she's constantly on. And I love being in the present. And I don't feel guilty about doing nothing anymore. If I don't want to do it then, I can do it later. And it's just so relaxing. It's wonderful. I can't wait till everybody's there. You can actually go out, maybe have a conversation with people on the outside, maybe your neighbor, because nobody talks to each other anymore.
Well, maybe it's easy as all of us coming together with this understanding of how powerful we are as light beings, as we all come together and change our perspective into the fact that everyone is there right now, right now, right now, right now. And when we think that way, right, that we're creating a positive ripple from a high frequency being, and maybe that's the horsepower that the world needs.
Correct. Yes.
Yep. So thank you. Katie, we look forward to hearing from you again. I know we're getting close to the end of the show here.
Okay.
It's only an hour. This is all we are allowed. So, Karen,
Goes by fast.
it's okay. No. We wish we had more. We're putting it out there to BBS Radio right now. We're putting it out there. We're going to have more. We're going to have more. So, I do know that the next show coming up is Sunshine Show, and she's going to have a special guest on for people that she helped me out. I'm not going to say her name. I'm not going to be the spoiler, but she's going to have a special guest on. And PRQ Homesteading, Robin's got some experiences and timelines that she's going to share on our show, which I'll be a part of. And I just want to thank you, Karen. Thank you, Aloha. Thank you, Arrow. Arrow had a bunch of questions to ask today to help the audience. We couldn't get to them today, but if you chime in next week, it's going to be a very powerful and impacting show. We thank and appreciate everyone for calling in. Would you ladies like to close it out?
I would like to say anybody, it looks like we have Robin on hold, and I would invite you to please call next week on our next show because we will have 2 hours then, and we'd love to take your call. We just ran out of time today. Thank you so much. I'm so happy the show rocks, okay, people? It rocks. That's what I got to say. Signing out.
Okay, I want to Arrow, did you get this? Okay, it's my turn.
Yeah, 30 seconds, Aloha.
Smiling. I'm just smiling. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. See you next time.
Thank you. I was going to say what Bertie said, that next Saturday's 2 hour show can also take calls about timelines. So this conversation is just to be continued. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, BBS Radio. We'll see you next week.